initial, I should say, suspected impact point. Having a lift car, we can't get the light on to work. Seems to be some kind of mechanical problem. Let's send back, get another light. Meantime, we're going to take some readings for the Gator Kyle and chase around here a little bit, waiting for another light on to come back in.
Okay,
we're now approaching the area within about 25, 30 feet. What kind of readings are we getting? Anything?
Just minor clicks.
Minor clicks. What are the impressions?
More.
Is that a little bigger than they are?
Well, there's one more well to
start. Sorry, but this is the security control.
We're still getting clicks. Can we read that on a scale?
Yes, sir. We're now on the 5/10 scale, and we're reading about third, fourth increment.
Okay, we're still comfortably safe here.
You don't have a light on, full gas, right? Can you have them?
There's still minor readings. The second
with gas
orientation.
Yes, now I'm getting some residual.
I can read down. The meter's definitely giving a little pulse. I guess that's what I was going to say. Let's go to the center of the area next and see what kind of reading we get out there. You're reading the clicks. I can't hear the clicks.
Yes, sir.
Got about the center, Bruce? Okay, let's go to the center.
Yes, I'm getting
more. That's the best deflection of the needle I've seen yet. Okay, can you give me an estimation? We're on the 0.5 scale. We're getting... We have a couple of weeks.
That's approximately 0125 hours.
We're getting right at a half of the middle right now.
Last point. I haven't seen it go any higher. Okay, we'll go out toward the...
Now it's picking up.
This is out toward the number one indentation where we first got the strongest reading. Yeah, it's similar to what we got in the center.
Not in a pod. This might be in the center.
This looks like an area here, possibly. It could be a blast. It's in the center.
That's hard to tell. You got to take your fingers by the frame.
Here, too.
Up to what, 7?
What?
Just jumped
it
up to
7/10 there.
7/10 right there in the center?
Uh-huh. We found a small blast, what looks like a blasted or scruffed up area here.
We're getting very positive readings. Let's see, is that near the center?
Yes, it is. This is what we would assume would be the dead center.
Just bring it up more as you go along the whole area here now.
Up to 7/10? Or 7 units, let's call it, on the 0.5 scale.
All right.
Okay, why don't we do this? Why don't we make a sweep? Here, I've got my gloves on now. Let's make a sweep out around the whole area, about 10 foot out, and make a perimeter run around it, starting right back here at the corner, back at the same first corner where we came in. Let's go right back here. So I'm going to depend upon you counting the clicks.
Right.
Okay, let's
start it. If it gets
then I can put the light on it and sweep around it. It would fly up. Put it on the ground every once in a while.
This looks like an abrasion on the tree.
Okay, we'll catch that on the way back. Let's go around. One bite, hit it there.
I got the interest right over here. It looks like an abrasion point into the center to...
It is. It may be old, though. There's some scent marks or something on it. Let's go on back around. All right.
So it gives some extension.
Yeah, this is an awkward thing to use, isn't it?
Almost, yeah. I carried on my ears, but this one broke.
Okay.
get anything further, I'm going to shut the recorder off until we find something. Picking up? What are we up to? We're up to 2-3 units. Deflection, you're getting in close to one pod.
Picking up, sounds good. Picking up.
Okay, it's still not going above 3 or 4 units.
Picking up more of them, more frequently.
Yes, you're staying steady up around 2 to 3 to 4 units now. Yeah.
One of these trees that face into the blast, what we assume is a landing site, all having a bridge and facing in the same direction towards the center. The same.
That's interesting. Let's go this way around the circle here. Turn it back down here.
Pick it up in your collection.
Let me see that. That's kind of funny. That's you're right about the abrasion. I've never seen a tree that's never seen a pine tree that's been damaged react that fast.
I got a bottle to put that in.
Yeah, you got a sample bottle?
Yes, sir.
Just
for
the soil.
Can I get some of that?
Yeah, here. Sit this on the ground.
Oh, thank you. I can notice they're all the same.
Okay, from now on, let's identify that as point number one. That stake there. So you all know where it is. We have to sketch it. You got that, Sergeant Nevels?
Yes, sir.
Close okay. Closest to the wood bridge base.
Be point one.
And let's go clockwise from there.
Point two.
So this tree is between point two.
I have Andrew Burrows and two other personnel requesting to rendezvous with you at your location.
Tell them negative at this time. We'll tell them when they can come out here. We don't want them out here right now.
Okay, the sample, you're going to mark this sample number one.
Yes.
Have them cut it off and include some of that sap and all. Is between indentation 2 and 3 on a pine tree about 5 feet away, about 3.5 feet off the ground.
I've got some more of them.
There's a round abrasion on the tree about 3.5-4 inches in diameter. It looks like it might be old, but strange as a crystalline pine sap has come out that fast. You see those other trees here that are damaged in a similar fashion?
Yes, centered a landing. So.
Okay, why don't you take a picture of that and remember your picture, and you got to be writing this down. Well, it's going to be on the tape.
I got a tape measure with you.
This is the picture. Your first picture will be at the first tree, the one between mark 2 and 3. Meantime, I'm going to look at a couple of these trees over here.
We are getting some.
You're getting rains on the tree you've taken samples from on the side facing the suspected landing site.
4 clicks max.
Up to 4. Interesting. That's right where you're taking the sample now. 4. That's the strongest point on the tree?
Yes, sir. If you come to the back, there's no clicks whatsoever.
No clicks at all on the back. It's all on the
maybe
side
one,
facing the. Interesting. The indentations look like something twisted as it got, you know, as it sat down on them. Looks like someone took something and sat it down and twisted it from side to side.
Mm-hmm.
Very strange.
We're looking at the same tree we took the sample off with this, what do you call it, star scope?
Uh-huh, star scope.
You're getting a definite heat reflection off the tree about 3 to 4 feet off the ground?
Yes, where the same spot is.
The same place where the spot is. We're getting a heat.
There's a spot on the tree directly behind us. I picked up the same thing. One off to your right.
Three trees in the area immediately adjacent to the site within 10 feet of the suspected landing site. We're picking up heat reflection off the trees. What's that again?
Well, shine a light on again, Bob.
Well, you have trouble here, Joel? Yeah.
Get them right on the spot, and then when you want them,
okay, turn
the light
on.
You'll notice the white.
Hey. You're right. There's a white streak on the tree.
Indicates.
Let me turn around look at this tree over here now. Just a second. White streak right on the tree. I can see it. Wait a minute, give me a little sideline so I can climb the tree. Okay, off. I lost the tree. Okay, stop. Light off. Hey, this is eerie.
What is the hot spot?
This is strange. Here, someone want to look at the spots in the ground? Whoops, watch your nose. We're walking all over the
block here, sir.
Okay, let's step back, not walk all over. Come back here, somebody put a beam on him. But you're going to have to be back 10 or 15 feet. You see it?
Okay, fine.
Okay, lights off.
He took this long to dock.
What do you think about the spot? Spot number three. Let's go to the back corner and get spot number one. Spot number one. Here's spot number one, right here. Spot number one, right here. You need some light? There it is, right there. You focused? Okay. Look around spot number one through the starlight scope.
Pick up a slight increase in light as I go over.
Slight increase in light at spot number one. Let's go look at spot number two. Spot number two is right over here. Right here. See it? Okay, get focused on it. Tell me when. Okay. Lights out. Let's see what we get on it. Just a slight increase?
Try to center.
The center spot. Well, it really isn't center. It's slightly off center. It's right there. Okay. I'm going to get your reading on it right there.
Okay.
Tell me when you're ready.
Ready.
Okay, lights out. This is the center spot we're looking at now. Almost the center.
Yeah, slight increase.
Slight increase there. This is slightly off center toward the 1-2 side. It's a some type of abrasion or something in the ground where the pine needles are all pushed back and where we get a high radiac or high reading about the deflection of 2 to 3, maybe 4, depending on the point on it.
I want to check it.
Yes. You said there's a positive after effect?
Yes, there is definitely.
That's on the center spot. There is an after effect.
What does that mean?
It means when the lights are turned off, once we are focused in and allow time for the eyes to adjust, we are getting an indication of a heat source coming out of that center spot, as which will show up on a
heat or some form of energy. It's hardly heat at this stage of the game.
And it is
looking directly overhead, one can see an opening in the trees plus some freshly broken pine branches on the ground underneath. Looks like someone came off about 15 to 20 feet up. Some small branches about an inch or less in diameter. 0148, we're hearing very strange sounds out of the farmer's barnyard animals. It's very, very active, making an awful lot of noise.
You're having a pigmentation.
You just saw a light where? Wait a minute, slow down. Where?
Right in this position here, straight ahead in between the tree. There it is again. Watch. Straight ahead off my flash right there, yeah, sir. There it is.
Hey, I see it too. What is it?
We don't know, sir.
So, can I get some more? Yeah, it's a strange, small red light. Looks to be out maybe a quarter to half mile, maybe further out. I'm going to switch off. The light is gone now. It was approximately 120 degrees from
back
the site.
Again.
Is it back again?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's the flashlight set. Let's move out to the edge of the clearing so we can get a better look at it. See if you can get the star scope on it. The light's still there, and all the barnyard animals have gotten quiet now. Yeah, we're heading about 110 to 120 degrees from the site out through to the clearing now. Still getting a reading on the meter. About 2 clicks. Meter's dropped 3 to 4 clicks, getting stronger.
Now it's
coming up.
Hold on, there we go. About approximately 4 feet off the ground.
It's coming
set to 110 degrees.
All right, just turn the meter off. You've got to say that again. About 4 feet off the ground, about 110 degrees, getting a reading of about 4 clicks.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but
it's dying.
I think it's something other than the ground. I think it's something that's something variable here.
Tree right over.
We just found the first night bird we've seen. We're about 150 or 200 yards from the site. Everything else is just deathly calm. There's no doubt about it. There's some type of strange flashing red light ahead.
There's yellow.
I saw a yellow tinge in it, too. Weird. It appears to be maybe moving a little bit this way. It's brighter than it has been.
Yellow.
It's coming this way. It is definitely coming this way. Pieces of it are shooting off. There is no doubt about it. This is weird.
To the left.
Yeah, definitely moving.
Two lights.
light to the front,
okay.
One light to the left.
Keep the flashlights off. There's something very, very strange. Get the headset on. See if it gets any stronger. Okay. Give us a rundown.
Wait, no, Tyson, this is on a beta reading, too.
It's on a beta reading?
Beta
okay.
Seal has been removed.
Okay. This is we're falling off it again.
But it just moved to the right.
Yeah.
Off the right.
Strange. Oh, we're running to the left. Let's approach to the edge of the woods up there. Can you want to do it without lights? Let's do it carefully. Come on. Okay, we're looking at the thing. We're probably about 200 to 300 yards away. It looks like an eye winking at you. It's still moving from side to side. And when you put the star scope on it, it sort of has a hollow center, a dark center. It's like a pupil of an eye looking at you and winking. And the flash is so bright to the star scope that it almost burns your eye. We passed the farmer's house and crossed into the next field. Now we have multiple sightings of up to 5 lights with a similar shape and all, but they seem to be steady now rather than a pulsating or glow with a red flash. We just crossed the creek, and we're getting what kind of readings now? Getting three good clicks on the meter, and we're seeing strange lights in the sky. 2:44, we're at the far side of the second farmer's field, and made sighting again about 110 degrees. This looks like it's clear out to the coast. It's right on the horizon. Moves about a bit and flashes from time to time. Still steady or red in color. Also, after negative readings in the center of the field, we're picking up slight readings, 4 or 5 clicks now on the meter. 3:05, we see strange strobe-like flashes to the rather sporadic, but there's definitely something some kind of phenomenal. 3:05, at about 10 degrees horizon directly north, we've got 2 strange objects, half moon shape, dancing about with colored lights on them. That guess to be about 5 to 10 miles out, maybe less. The half moons have now turned into full circles. As though there was an eclipse or something there for a minute or two. 3:15, now we've got an object about 10 degrees directly south, 10 degrees off the horizon. And the ones in the north are moving, one's moving away from us.
It's moving out fast.
This one on the right takes away, too.
Yeah, we're both heading north. Okay, here he comes from the south. He's coming toward us now. Now we're observing what appears to be a beam coming down to the ground. This is unreal. 3:30, and the objects are still in the sky, although the one to the south looks like it's losing a little bit of altitude. We're turning around and heading back toward the base. The object to the south is still beaming down lights to the ground. 0-100 hours, one object still hovering over Woodbridge Base at about 5 to 10 degrees off the horizon, still moving erratic and similar lights and beaming down